Yo, what is up, guys? I am back. It's been quite a last few weeks, last month, I think. I don't remember the last time I actually sat down and recorded a podcast. But I needed a break. Now, why did I need a break? Just like everything, like been doing this for a long time, and I really want to take time to work on myself. I moved up here to Ohio with some of my best friends. I live with one of my best friends, Leah, right now. So thank you for letting me stay at your house, Leah. I get to train with all my friends, with my coach. Like, there's a lot of things that have changed as of recent. And before we get into the podcast, as you guys know, it is brought to you by Morphogen Nutrition. You guys can use code SPADA to save 10% off all supplements. Obviously, my favorites actually right now are Adaptogen. Been running a lot of the Dutch lately. We've been having a good bit of coffee and decaf, and that's been really good. I also really like the Morpho Brain for work. Obviously, I run everything from their Hexagen, Morpho Omega, all the things that kind of help me internally with my health. Like I said, it's been a break. It's been a long while since I've done this. I'm actually a little uncomfortable to do this again. I feel kind of new to this. Speaking just to myself, speaking just to this. Kind of going to chat about like past month and everything. Like I said, I made the move to Ohio. Now, why did I do that? Obviously, one, I'm definitely a very extroverted person. I do have introverted tendencies, just like everyone else. I do like my alone time, but I thrive around people. I thrive around being able to hang out with others, spread my energy to others. That's always what I do best. This is something that's taken me a bit of time to kind of notice here is what do I do best, right? And the best thing I do is connect, right? That's why I feel like this podcast has gone on for so long, because I have an ability to relate to a lot of people and go through some experiences and what I've been through in my childhood and everything a lot of people can relate to, what I've been through with anxiety, mental health issues, things that I've expressed on the podcast and that I've let out as the truth, and speaking the full truth has really allowed me to connect with people. And I just am able to kind of do what I do. Like, that's just me. I'm one person where I know where I'm strong suited. And if I go into the room with many different people, I'll find some way to find my place there. I could be the most awkward person there, but I'll find my way in and find that comfort zone. And once I find that comfort zone, it just allows me to be me. And allows me to have fun, allows me to be like the quirky kid that laughs at everything, that enjoys life. And that's what I've been doing more of, actually, since I've been here. I've laughed more than ever. I've done more of things for my inner child, like watching movies, watching TV shows, like taking breaks from work. The one thing I noticed is being in Virginia, where I was, not to say it was bad, but obviously living alone and having a few friends, like, it helps, but I was definitely a little bit isolated. But that's probably my own doing. Just because I like to be the best bodybuilder I can be and be the best athlete I can be. And it revolves around making my schedule fit. And if people don't fit into my schedule, it just doesn't happen. So coming up here has definitely been a little bit of a change of pace. And it was definitely a scary decision. I won't say it was an easy decision. I talked about this before. Taking messy action was something I've always been afraid of doing. And because I always looked at the consequences of making a choice, I always looked at the negatives of making a choice. Oh, I'm unprepared. Oh, what am I supposed to do in my apartment down there? This, that, the other. What am I supposed to do with all my stuff? Like, you know what? I was chatting with it, and the one thing was is I'm not going to know what's going to happen unless I do it. And a lot of people aren't going to know that unless they make that choice to take that action, right? And I find that, when you start to do that, you have more courage to take more action because you're willing to make a decision that's fairly uncomfortable. That's going to put you in a just figure it out spot. And that's where you really start to learn a lot about yourself, a lot about what you want in life, a lot about those things. So it's been pretty cool to kind of see that over everything. And I'm trying not to worry about the future when it comes down to things. Like, if something feels right now, I'm going to do it. So for the last like month, right, it hasn't felt right to actually get on the mic here and do it. And that's okay. Like, some of the times it is to show up. But the one thing is, I started to feel like it's kind of like a job to record this. And I needed a little bit of a break from it. And I needed to find kind of where I wanted to take the Ace of Spada podcast in terms of things. We got some things in the work with Team Miller Elite that we're going to be doing on that side, which we'll definitely dive into when I get Brayden on here. We'll dive into kind of like a closing of a chapter in terms of some of the ways that the Ace of Spada podcast is run and what we're going to be doing with Team Miller Elite. So stay tuned for that one. But, you know, I kind of want to talk about where this direction is going to go and where I'm going to take this. And it's more like I want to talk about a lot of the lessons that I'm learning and a lot of the themes that I've been discovering about myself, kind of events going on, how I relate things that I'm reading to life, just learning to be me a little bit more and learning what I love to do, which is just chat about life, chat about what I'm learning, and try to just share that with you guys and share my experiences and share how I see things. And I don't want to be afraid to kind of let that rip because this is what I enjoy. This is how I run things. Like, it's just been a big part of finding who I am and finding what I enjoy. Like, outside of coaching, I just enjoy having really productive growth conversations. Like, how have we gotten here? Okay, what are we learning in books I'm reading? Like, how does it relate to my life? Like, those things, like those challenging kind of conversations are stuff that I love having because it makes me think, it makes me act, it makes me actually joyful, right? And that's what thing is about life too, is you want to find things that you enjoy and find things that you enjoy doing. And to be honest, I got really burnt out of talking about fitness stuff on this podcast specifically. And I want to keep this going and I want to keep it going in the right way. And this is the thing, is like, I do my readings every single day. I learn lessons. I learn valuable things over just events that happen. And I can definitely dive into it a little bit more, but I'll definitely record another episode on this. But like, you know, I've been diving into stoicism and how what we can control versus what we can't. And I'm really starting to connect the dots here and starting to find my own way of thinking. Which is pretty cool, because I've always been entrapped in learning from others, but learning from others is kind of like reading a book, where I wasn't basing things off experience. I was just basing things off things I was reading and not experiencing. And now that I'm in the trenches with my athletes, for coaching, like I'm in the trenches with people talking about growth, going through things, like observing my own events in my life. Like, now I'm learning what experience truly is. And honestly, I think this is probably part of growing up and getting a bit older and getting a bit more mature, is finding out, like, connecting the dots as to why those things happened, and doing all that stuff. And it's just been really kind of important for me. And it's been a big change over the last few months here, since like November, when I really start to dive into reading. Because the one thing is, I will say, is reading and journaling has been very, very fulfilling for me lately, but has also been very scary, which is why I continue to do it. Because it makes me go and think back to events, makes me go and think to, you know, how I can improve my life. And that's what I really want to do here, is kind of help you guys improve your lives and help you guys be successful in what you guys are trying to do and take lessons that I'm giving you. And hopefully that, you know, it helps you so much. So, you know, this is going to be kind of a change of an era here with this podcast, a change of way of thinking. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of want to just go over is some of these things with, you know, getting in your way, perceiving things, like how we do those and, you know, where I'm at. And it's really hard to kind of think. I'm going to be using like some of my notes that I take over everything and kind of how I go about it. And so, you know, I really want to start with where I was like a few days ago. And, you know, one big thing that I've always doubted is, you know, I always think worst case scenario with everything. I always think the world's going to fall apart. I always think this and that and the other. And I used to rely on a lot of affirmations from a lot of people and knowing that I'm on the right path. And I still do. And because, you know, I still struggle with kind of like self-accepting of things or being self-compassionate. This is something that my friend Leah actually called me out on and I made a post about is I struggle with giving myself kind of a break in that. Hey, if things aren't going right, I always blame myself. If things aren't doing the way I want it to, or, you know, if an athlete's not progressing as fast as I want it to, I put it all on me. Or if something's not right on lab work, I put it on me. Like there's a bunch of different things that I would always put on myself, but it's not always just me. There's always more equations. Like, you know, when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with people. It's not an easy thing to get someone's thyroid improved, to get someone's cortisol improved. Like those things are not easy. And it's a human body. It's a very complex system. So when things are improving on lab work, but they're not like where I want them to be, I would always be really hard on myself because I used to give a lot of validation. And I still do to what I do to, you know, making sure that my clients are healthy, making sure my athletes are healthy. And I want to do that. So I'd always be very non-self-compassionate towards myself because I want everything to be perfect as it can be. And I think it draws back to probably my childhood where, you know, I went through things and I wasn't the most popular kid and I didn't belong fairly well. And maybe that's good that I didn't belong, right? Because it made me and it kept me unique to who I was, which is who I am now. Like there's still a lot of things that I take from that. Like when I was a teen going through some of my worst mental health, I always would pick people up. Like I said, the best thing I do is connect with people. So if someone felt down, the biggest thing that I would do is I would try to make them feel like they were my best friend. That's what I do with every single conversation is I want people to know that I'm actually listening and that I'm going to be able to provide some value and insight into things. Like I don't like just having empty conversations about nothing or feel like I'm not listening to someone because you never know how that conversation or anything can actually help someone. So it's like the biggest thing that I do. So I carry that tendency with me everywhere. And I hope people who listen to this and stuff like that can feel that because it's a big part of who I am. And it's a big part of my personality. It's just uplifting everyone because there's no reason to really be negative about life, right? You may say things aren't going to plan, things aren't going everywhere, but that's also a future problem. You aren't looking at what you have here, right? Like this is something that Stoicism has taught us, right? Where it's, you know, be where you are. Like that was a big lesson. One of the quotes actually I wrote from the first, so 4 days ago was, be content with what you have. Rejoice in the way things are. When you realize there's nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. Lao Tzu, that's who wrote that. Like, so when you kind of take a step back with that, right? Like, hey, man, we're lucky enough. We're on a fucking floating rock in the world, like in fucking space, right? Like, who gives a fuck about what's going on? Like, what do you like? There are no problems, right? Like, things are not problems. And I can dive into that more and how to change your perception over those things, which I'll definitely chat about in the next episode because I think that's going to be pretty cool. But I kind of want to leave this one. But I really started to be content with what I have. I've always been someone who wants more, wants more, wants more. And I really took a step back and became really grateful for just what I have. Like I have the opportunity to work anywhere I want. Like I have friends that truly care for me. I have athletes that are killing it and ride or die with me that have been with me for 2+ years, year and a half, 2 years. Like I always wanted more athletes, always wanted more athletes. Yes, I have a sense of urgency in terms of, hey, I know where I want to get to. I have goals I want to get to, but I know that I'm growing now and I'm going through it. And there really is no problems for me. Like, every problem I have is actually an opportunity. Everything that is, I'm just learning to kind of be here and be now, because I would always go missing life worrying about future Anthony, future things. Where would I go? And so, you know, when that kind of quote right there, right? The be content with what you have. It's kind of teaching you that we should be grateful for everything that's in our lives now. And, you know, everywhere that we're able to be and the people that we're able to connect with and the relationships that we have. And I kind of learned that lesson too over Christmas, like right before I ended up moving here, is like I got to spend time with my niece. I don't get too much time to spend with them, especially now moving a little bit further away. It's definitely going to be more. So like, I'm definitely going to be more where I am now because I only get so many opportunities, and like, I want to be able to be there with them when I'm there and not worrying about business or anything like that. And so, you know, I've become really grateful for the things I have, and it's making me actually work harder because it's making me show up for the people that trust me. Right. And makes me show up for the people that want to be around me or that, like, I'm here with. Like, life is great. Like, life is just good. And you don't really have problems, right? Because problems aren't really problems. Like, if we look at things, like, you worrying about a project for a job isn't too much of a problem. Yes. Do you rely on your job for income? Absolutely. But you know what? You show up and you damn well get the job done, right? And you get that. And you get that problem solved because it's an opportunity to become better and you got to adapt. And, you know, it also talks about being more present, like be here now, right? And it allows you, if you just take a breath, you'll be able to solve everything. Like, people get problems because they automatically think the world's crashing. Like, if something goes wrong, the world crashes. No, just take a breath and adapt. And this actually happened the other day at work. We got hit with something that was very unexpected. And first thing I did was I slightly actually kind of freaked out just a little bit. I kind of got angry. I kind of got nervous. I got anxious. But I realized 5 seconds later, I literally just took a few deep breaths, thought about it, and the solution came. And I could have continued to worry about it. I could have continued to complain about it. And I could have done nothing, and the problem would have taken me another like 2-3 hours to solve because I would have been bitching and complaining, right? Whereas I took a few deep breaths and just adapted to what it was. Like I remember the way that I remember one of my coworkers asked me, like, how do I remain so like stress-free? And I'm just like, and this actually hit me from like a few years ago. So it's coming back to now is, I was just like, we'll figure it out. Like, you'll figure it out. Like, there's no reason to really worry about things because in the end, you're going to figure it out, like one way or another. May take you a little longer to figure it out than you think, but you'll get it done, right? And that's what I say about my athletes too. And that's what I say to myself, to my athletes, like, we're playing with human bodies, right? Like, we're dealing with these humans that are very, very complex. And eventually you'll figure it out. It may take time, but if they trust you and they execute and they give you the time, you'll figure it out. And some people don't wait for that, but eventually they find someone who will figure it out, right? And so, you know, you're always under that sense of urgency to figure it out as fast as you possibly can, when you can get there. But there's no reason to ever be kind of anxious or worried. And I was very actually anxious to do this too, and kind of change the way I wanted to set up this podcast in terms of just going into lessons that I've learned, because it's always been set up as a health and fitness podcast. Whereas now I kind of want to set up as like a mindset thing, lessons learned, stoic kind of things, like things I'm learning that I can apply to you guys. So, you know, I'm just going to go and with the rip with this, and we're just going to do this week by week, like take it back to where I used to begin, man, just having fun with it, just letting things go. Like, I've come 3 years, 3.5 years now of doing this. Like, it's been quite a long time of podcasting here, 200 something episodes later. Like, it's been quite a long time. And I'm actually really happy that I got back to it. I may be a little rusty. Next time I'll make sure to have a few notes to kind of do, but I'm not really focused in. One big thing is I'm not focused in on like progression or perfection with this anymore. Like, one big thing is I've always wanted to be perfect with this podcast, and I've always wanted to just try to make sure I say the right things, not worry about what feedback I get, or always worry about the feedback that I get, making sure it's like, hey, are you getting a ton of value out of this? Like, I'm recording this for me now. Like, I'm recording this to hopefully help someone, but it's a lot about just me wanting to journal myself, and not just journal in a book, like speak out loud, like become better at collecting my thoughts and putting that out here on the mic. Because I want to get better at communication too, with how I feel and how my thoughts run. And as someone with ADHD, I really want to get better at it, because I can go into a million different directions, as you guys probably heard today. So getting better at that, like, there's things I want to get better at through this and through developing where I want to go with this. So that's what we're going to do. And like, I'm not focused in on, you know, the perfection of things. Like, it's just going to adapt as we go. Like, that's the biggest thing is, you know, reading this here, like, what is right is what works, right? Like, there's a million ways to get from A to B, and I'm eventually going to figure it out on here. And, you know, you may have to hear me think about through my thought process and hear me think about through how I connect the dots to all these different things. And so, you know, I'm going to make sure that I get there and that I give you guys what you guys need to help you guys do what you need to do. And so, you know, I'm going to make sure I solve the problems that I need to go, and we're going to keep progressing forward with this. And so, yeah, if you guys, hopefully you guys are going to enjoy this way, the way that I'm podcasting now. I really hope you guys are going to like this one. And like, I'm making a decision to where I'll deal with things later, right? Like, you got to make a decision over where you want to go. Like, there was so many things I was avoiding. I was avoiding doing this. I was avoiding recording this, but I was talking with Leah about this, and I'll give her a ton of credit. She was the one who kind of helped me find what I said I do best. And we had a really deep conversation about that. And I have no clue how I'm going to make that into something I want, into something that's kind of just my thing. Like, I love podcasting and that, but, you know, I'm going to do it. And I'm just going to ride the wave over what this leads to and ride where I want to go. And each week might be different in terms of things. They're not going to be all the same. Like, I'm not going to give you some woo-woo BS about things, but, you know, I'm going to take a chance on kind of changing the way I want to set this up and just going for it and dealing with things later and being able to hopefully impact more people this way, by being my authentic self and by being who I want to be and where I want to go and do the things I want to do, like not listening to anyone, doing this for me, for you guys, and not trying to just paint a picture and just talking about what I truly want to talk about and connect with you guys as best as I possibly can connect. Because I know many people have these problems, and the best way to do that is by addressing them. And I'm addressing it publicly on here. Like, there's nothing more nerve-wracking right now than me actually speaking on this mic, because I'm actually thinking of how people are going to think. But I got to shut that voice up and just do it, because this is who I am. This is what I love. Like, you get the quirky kid with the laughing all the time, doing all these different things. And so I want to accomplish this goal of mine of changing the way that this podcast is set up, and changing the way I do things. So like I said, we're in the works with things over at Miller Elite and how we're going to do things over there. And I can't wait to tell you guys more about that, and stuff. But this one's for me. This stuff is for me. Like, I want to have something that's mine, and it's no longer going to be like, I may have a few guests on things, like when I feel really, really inspired to, or someone I really connect with, that I can have a genuine conversation with. Cause that just brings me back to how I started. It never started with going over all these different topics and things like that. Like, it was just getting to know people and getting to know more about their lives and how they got to where they got to and those things, because I think that's so intriguing and so cool to see. And everyone has a story. So I'm going to be bringing those things back, bringing it back to how I started, just being me, doing me, and freaking doing this. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I have no clue. I kind of rambled on. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, definitely give me a message on Instagram if you guys listen. I really appreciate everyone who comes back and listens to these. And I hope you guys stay along. Like I said, I'm going to kind of collect my thoughts a little bit better here, with what I'm going to go through, and, you know, make sure I take some notes over what's really powerful this week. And I'll share that with you guys and share some of my insights. And, you know, hopefully you guys find some things that are profound in your life and make connections yourself and have you guys really thinking deep. So a few books though that I have been reading, just to kind of give you guys where I've been getting these thoughts from. Honestly, been listening to a lot of Jordan Peterson. Big fan of him. His podcast is absolutely phenomenal. Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. Ego is the Enemy. I listen to kind of Stoic Quotes. That's where I get my quotes. I write a quote of the day every single day. So I will make sure to get you guys some good quotes, or at least what my quote of the day is whenever I record. And yeah, we'll go from there. So if you guys need anything, you know where to reach me. At Anthony_Spada_ on Instagram. Go give me a follow. Go support your boy. Go subscribe to the podcast. Go give it. Go share it. But it's time to just be me. Time to do me. Time to do what I love. Kind of move away from where I was. Like I said, we're going to be doing some things over at Team Miller Elite that's going to kind of separate where we're at. And we're just going to run with it. So, you know, it's time to just change direction a little bit, enjoy these things, and let's crush it, and let's have some fun with this. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Ace of Spada podcast with your boy, Anthony Spada.